The Spendthrift 80s. Part 9, Songs, 1986-1987. 1986, this was the year that Paul Simon began to revitalize his career by literally going Zulu. In the process, he would discover the appeal of the big band, but not that of the Ellingtonian orchestra of saxophones and brass, but of an African-style ensemble of percussions, guitars, keyboards, horns, and a chorus of Zulu singers. It began with his Graceland album, which familiarized millions of Americans to the music of Mahatrini and Metheletela Queens. The group, consisting of one man and three women, the Queens, had been around since the late 60s, their unique music combining the traditional South African rhythms with American-style blues. They named their hybrid song Umbakonga, supposedly after a tasty South African vegetable stew made with sundry ingredients, as was their music. Simon's Graceland LP brought international attention to the Mbonga and paved the way for the two South Africans and their group to score with their own top-selling records later in the decade. Employing intricate Brazilian rhythms and complex, inward-looking lyrics, Simon would score a smash success in 1990 with the Rhythm of the Saints. The year 1987 began with Madonna and Cyndi Lauper having chart toppers with Heart Songs, Open Your Heart and Change of Heart, respectively. The titles of Samantha Fox's and Georgia Satellite's smash hits couldn't have sent more opposite signals. Touch Me, I Want Your Body, and Keep Your Hands to Yourself, respectively. Bon Jovi had a number one single in Living on a Prayer, and it was a great year for the group U2, named after the spy plane Francis Gary Powers was shot down in over the Soviet Union. U2 had two number one hits, With or Without You in May, and Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For in August. One of the hottest dance songs of the summer of 1987 was Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody, written by the team of George Merrill and Shannon Rubicam, who had already given the singer three number one hits, including How Will I Know. The lyrics were not about wanting to dance at a disco, but wishing to dance through life with a special lover. Weeks later, the singer had her album Whitney enter the charts at number one, making her the first female artist ever to appear at the top of the album charts without having to make a climb. The weeks and weeks still later, Houston was again top country single. Didn't We Almost Have It All? Michael Jackson saw his Bad album enter the Billboard LP chart at first place, duplicating the rare feat with which Houston had recently achieved. In fact, according to Fred Bronson on the Billboard Book of Number One Hits, only six albums in history began at the top, two by Elton John, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, and Rock of the Westies, Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Live, plus Whitney and Bad. As 1987 drew to a close, Belinda Carlisle had a hit with Heaven is a Place on Earth, and a new sensation to the teen music scene was 16-year-old Debbie Gibson of Merrick, Long Island. Her Out of the Blue album sold 3 million copies, and 2 years later her Electric Youth would sell 2 million. The multi-talented teen took to songwriting, producing, and arranging, becoming the youngest person ever to have written, produced, and performed a number one single. Foolish Beat, number three in the summer of 1988. As she became a pop phenomenon, advertisers swarmed all around her. She endorsed a line of teen cosmetics, Natural Wonder for Revlon, a perfume named Electric Youth after her album, and Columbia Pictures signed her for a film deal in which she was the star in West Side Story-like musical, which is yet to be made. Like the new kids on the block, Debbie Gibson was, for a time, a merchandiser's dream. And as always, I hope you enjoyed that. Don't forget to come by the website sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.